So Ashley's husband needed a, quote, challenge early on in their marriage. It's kind of led to a mistake. And now Ashley questioning whether he was even ready for marriage at all. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Call me Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I'm 24. My husband is also 24. We've only been married a short time, and I just found out he was unfaithful. I confronted him about some stuff that wasn't adding up, and he finally admitted that he cheated on me. He said it wasn't what I think, and that he basically treated it like some kind of challenge to himself. He kept saying he doesn't even fully understand why he did it, that he was confused, and that it didn't mean anything emotionally. So now he's begging for forgiveness and says if I give him time, he'll prove how much he loves me and that he wants our marriage to work. The problem is I'm hurting a lot.
Sure.
Part of me still loves him like crazy, wants to believe him. Another part of me keeps replaying everything in my head and wondering if I'm being naive. We are technically trying to work through it right now, but I honestly don't know if I'll ever be able to forget what happened. And I hate even saying this out loud, but the idea of being a 24-year-old divorcee is terrifying to me. So I guess I'm asking you guys, has anyone actually come back from cheating this early in a marriage? Can you forgive them? Did it work? Or am I setting myself up to get hurt again? I could really use some advice right now. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. That's a tough, steep hill to climb.
Yes.
Especially out of the gate.
I can't even imagine.
Like, I don't want to even justify, hey, we've been married for 20 years and he cheated. Like, I don't even want to justify that. But,
no.
But just, I mean, obviously.
They're young and they are.
Yeah, you're
newly
young
married.
And newly married, and all of a sudden you hear this.
It sounds like maybe he, in his mind, didn't sow enough seeds, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe that was it. I mean, like, I don't want to try to get into his brain, but like, as a guy, maybe it's like I just want to see if I still have it. And then all of a sudden the snowball started going down the mountain and things got in too deep. And then
he fell on another person.
Fell on another person.
Yeah.
Let's just say, I don't know.
Well, there's going to be the camp of cheaters are always going to be a cheater.
Yeah, I mean, but we have had success stories.
Right. There have been, you know, people that been remorseful,
made
truly
a mistake.
Understood, and never, ever, ever wanted to do that again.
Right.
So which camp do we think this falls in?
All right, 502-795-1997. You can always call us. You can tell us your story, especially if this is you. Like, if Ashley is you, tell us what happened. Because maybe that can help how she kind of navigates the next few days, weeks, months with her relationship.
I knew Trina was going to roll in early.
Trina, who's been ridden hard, put away wet?
Exactly. Big no. That's not a mistake. He will continue. Let it let it go now before you have kids and suddenly it's 15 years later of continuing.
All right. All right. Well, there's one. You can always send us a voice note, too. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. On 99.7 DJX, it's group therapy. Ashley is 24. Her husband's 24. She found out he stepped out on her. It's 99.7 DJX.
Said he wanted to challenge himself. I guess he lost the challenge.
Or,
now he's sorry. Or won the challenge?
I don't know what the challenge was.
Well, he feels bad about it.
Yes, he does. But maybe only because he got caught.
Well, did he get caught or did he confess?
Well, she said he finally admitted things weren't, she said some stuff wasn't adding up.
Yeah.
So she was kind of doing some digging or saw something.
Okay.
And then he then admitted. So it sounded like she kind of like called him out and said.
It didn't mean anything emotionally.
Right, right. Lexi.
I first want to say I feel so sorry for her. Oh, that is so hard. And I also want to say that he is shady. Like, if she didn't find out herself, he would have never told her. That's some shady shit. Oops, sorry.
No. Listen, I get it.
Get it. Liz says on Facebook, when you're confused, you seek clarification. He should have come to you with those feelings, not another woman. Don't ever be terrified to take care of yourself. No one will take care of you like you. Forgiveness isn't overnight. It's going to take time. He needs to stop begging and be respectful. It didn't mean anything emotionally. Well, that doesn't make sense. Brittany says, I was a 23-year-old divorcee once. Mm-hmm. A lot of men go through this, quote, clarity after they cheat and swear they'll never do it again and then do it again. Mm. You know what's worse than being divorced at 23? Being divorced at 33 with kids, a house and everything in line for the exact same thing years ago.
Okay, yeah, I see what she's saying. She's saying at least if you're going to get divorced from this guy, at least do it before you have all that
the other things to work out.
Yeah.
Tanya suggests doing a trial separation. However, each isn't allowed to date other people. You date each other with limited talking, texting, see if you miss him. Also, no clothing optional adult nights until you make up your mind. Also, watch Premonition with Sandra Bullock. Remember that movie?
No.
It's pretty good. Imagine how your feelings would be if you were her character and the same thing happened to you. Like, she foresaw her husband's death. But he was kind of stepping out on her. But then
you're trying to explain a movie I've never seen.
Watch it. Anyway, that's your homework too.
All right. Melissa said he's already set the tone for the future. It's happened to me. Sadly, it's always in the backyard of your mind if he is or not. So choose peace and move on. Yeah.
The backyard of his mind.
I know. I do like that. Amy now said cheating can be forgiven, but his excuse didn't line up. Being a young divorcee is not the end of the world, especially since you don't have kids. I would question his maturity level, though.
Yes. And Mike says, to be completely honest, you'll never forget. Honestly, you shouldn't. You're married. There's no free pass. If you don't have kids, I'd walk away because his reasons say he will do it again alone. Wasn't even a connection and still cheated? Imagine if he has a connection. Every time he's out late working or out with the guys, this will always play out in your head and make you sick to the point of, you know, checking on where he's at. Where has he been? Where's the trust? I understand starting over is not great.
No.
But it's better at 24 than 44 with kids.
True.
At the end of the day, it's all up to how far you yourself is willing to go. I mean, that's true. And Andrea kind of pointed out she has a really great line about, she says, first of all, he's a little too young to get married, from what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Took a minute for my
husband.
Just
like maturity, right?
Yes. Yeah. To flip the switch of being married. But once he did, he thought of us in a different light. And we're going to celebrate 36 years in May.
Wow.
One piece of advice, though, if you're going to forgive him, you have to forgive him. You can't keep throwing it back in his face or it won't work.
Oh, that's smart.
And that is also for your peace. I believe everyone deserves a second chance, but you have to set very strict guidelines. And if you can't follow those, then that's your sign. He gets one chance to make it up for you. Like, you are in control now.
That's great advice, even if it's not cheating.
Right.
Like, even if it's other issues or whatever, be it money, be it, you know, kids, be it whatever, just getting it out there. Because, like, I've been guilty of that in my relationship with my wife, of just kind of like not saying anything, and then one day, like,
explode.
Just like years later,
and she's all like, I'll be like, well, where did that come from?
I'll be like, well, you did this, blah blah blah, and she's like, oh, so you've been hanging on to that for a long time. I like that piece of advice, because, you know, I myself been guilty of just kind of like hanging on to things and not addressing them in the moment.
And really, Ashley is going to be the only one that can figure out, is this something that you can truly forgive enough to move past it in your mind, and not have it constantly be haunting you and then make you really never fully trust him again?
That's only a question you can answer. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck. I never want to say just like, dump him, get rid of it.
That's tough. There are a lot of people on that team, for sure.
That's tough.
But, you know, if you truly want to feel like you gave it every chance that you had, then you have to lay out the work that he's got to do and then see if he's willing to do the work.
All right, good luck.
Keep us posted.
That's group therapy.